Welcome, Lauren Varndell. Yes.
Hello, hello. Good to meet you.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah. Lauren Varndell. Yes.
Does that have a history?
What, the Varndell?
Yeah, the Varndells. Is it famous for anything? Or
no, I think originally it's from farming, but I really don't
know.
My dad keeps track of it on ancestry.com or something like that, but I haven't really looked into it. What about your name?
Oh, mine's it was my stepfather's, so it's got a bit of a history. Auger of the Rancourts.
How do you pronounce it?
Auger de Rancourt.
Auger de Rancourt.
Yeah, so there's a place in France, I believe, called Auger, and there's a place called Rancourt, and obviously Auger of Rancourt. Yeah. Apparently there's a title that goes with it.
Right.
The Count de Beaufort, but hey, it's not about me today.
No.
So Lauren, I've discovered that you had a big birthday this year.
Oh, really?
Was that correct? You're 21
yeah,
in May?
Yeah, yes,
on the
I 3rd, was.
3rd of May?
3rd of May, yes.
Did you have a party?
No, I did not. I just, I went out to Winchester with my mum, just some alone time with her, really. I didn't really have anything big. I was a bit busy at the time. I was doing my uni course, so I really shouldn't have been out of the house by then, but it's my birthday. I've got to do something.
Is there anything planned for a big 21st? A bigger wall party?
I wanted to do something around my house. So back in, I think it was November, we had a little party with some of the Southampton lot, Pickable lot.
All right.
So that includes the like of Darren,
yeah.
Gregory with Fox.
Right.
I think it was Thaddeus was there, James, Chowdhury.
Oh, nice.
A few others, Will, Stan. I think there's a few. They're really nice guys. But we did that in November and it was really good. We had some pizzas outside, a little campfire.
A bit early, early before us, what? November, December.
Yeah, but we were
6 months away.
Yeah, it was a bit early, but we're just trying it out because it was the peak tournament. I think it was staying up for that. So we just did that. So I was thinking, oh, hey, why not try that in May again? So I was thinking about it and then I had a look at the calendar and then there was a tournament that weekend because it was a Friday.
Right.
So I think most of them were away. So I was like, okay, well, it's coming up to the deadline to my birthday. And I was just like, okay, I haven't organized anything yet. They're all away. Well, no point really. And with my exams, my uni stuff, I just thought it's not really a point. I've got to do this. So we'll do another time.
Do it when the sun's out. Eh?
Yeah. I think I saw on the weather it's 25 next week. That was the new record.
It's going to be
next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Not this Sunday.
So people
Saturday.
Watching this won't know, but when this comes out, you might be sitting in a heat.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to be predicting the future. You
see? Oh God, I could be wrong. It could just go straight to rain as always.
Yeah, never mind. Cover all the bases. So you say uni, university?
Yes. Well, I am, I was, I've finished now.
You just finished?
I finished end of May. So I had my last exam. So now I'm just kind of free and about doing pickable. I should be graduating in July. So.
And what did you study?
Computer science.
Computer science?
That's stuff to do with tech, AI, some software engineering, stuff like that.
Well, there's some AI out that does podcasts as well, so edits and stuff. So we might have to have a chat.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So, because you were talking to me about doing a project, but I assume you did was that your thesis then? Or were you doing something?
Dissertation. Thesis is a bit more technical. Okay. That's more further on in education. That's a lot bigger.
Yeah.
But no, my dissertation, that was interesting. It was hard to do. But it was stuff to do about pickable and coaching, stuff like that.
What's it related to computer science then?
Yes. So what it was about was using a camera angle on a pickable court, and then it would be able to identify different parts of the pickable game. So positioning, key pointing of the body. So, where my joints are, then that would translate over onto the computer and it would tell the computer where the body parts are of a certain person. And then,
is this for a coaching tool?
Yes. Okay. So it was to tell people, how are you doing? What's your technique and how you can improve it?
So like maybe your body weight's in the wrong position? Or,
it's just simple stuff, just something not too technical, because otherwise the more technical we get, you need more equipment.
So
I would have to get multiple cameras and it's just not feasible, especially for a coach. They're not going to bring off all this camera equipment.
So is it something that you would use in real time then? So if you were going to give me a coaching lesson?
No, it wouldn't be real time. It would be more pre-recorded. So, I'd do a session with you or something and then pre-record it and then I'd put it into the program and it would take a bit longer. It wouldn't be real time because it's a bit slow. But then it would generate some feedback.
Have you tried it out? Have you done it? Is that actually physically works?
Well, not perfect, but yes, it gives some results. So It's not field ready though.
So do you need to try it out on anyone? I'm more than happy to stand show you some really good faults and see if the software picks it up.
It'll probably give loads of feedback.
Yeah, wait, that's what it's for. Learn anything unless you make mistakes, doesn't it? Because that's nicely takes on, because I was looking at that, there's lots of different styles, isn't it, now, pickleball players, where their backgrounds have come from. What's your background?
Background, so I was originally nothing really. I was...
Not a racket sports person?
I wasn't really a sporty person, so right. I was more an indoors person. I was more a computer person.
Right.
I mean, that's why I'm doing computer science. I really enjoyed it back in the day when I was my teens, 14, 15.
Were you a gamer?
Gamer, yes, that's the word. So my background was a bit of tennis when I was 11 or 12.
Yeah.
I did just a coaching lesson every Sunday for an hour or two. That was about it. Maybe for a couple of months. I can't remember any of it. I can't remember any technique. I tried tennis now and I can't play it.
Really?
No, I can't swing.
But isn't that a good thing when you come into pickleball?
I don't know because I can't remember it. I remember coming to pickleball when I was about, so I think it was 15 or when I was 14. So that was...
So you're a veteran then?
Veteran,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, six,
I think
7
it was
years.
Late 2017.
Right.
I was trying it out. My mum invited me to this session at David Lloyd, which is the one in Farnham. She's like, come along. It wasn't an invite. She forced me to come.
Yeah. So I was not staying in playing games.
Yeah,
you're
yeah. No, you're
come
coming out
with
me.
Exercise. Yeah.
So I went to do that. I wouldn't say I enjoyed it, but you know, I just something to get me out of the house.
That's right. I was just double checking.
That's all right.
I have this fear that I haven't pressed record and the red light's recording. It's all right. No. You have to come back again. No,
yeah. So
it's fine. Don't worry. You can edit some of this out.
That's all right. So I went along to these sessions every week, maybe, or maybe twice every month. So it was very occasional. And then kind of before COVID, I was like, I was playing with Rob Williams' son, Kieran, and we were going to enter this tournament, which was called Milton Keynes, which has also happened this April, which me and Anakin did very well in, and that was good. Right. So back in 2020, we were going to do that.
Did you know Rob's son previously through school and stuff?
No, I just met him through pickleball. That's how I met Rob Williams through pickleball.
Okay.
So that's how I met his son. So we're going to do Milton Keynes together, but then COVID hit.
Yeah.
So we couldn't, it was cancelled, so we just didn't do it. But I was excited for it. And then I think another year went by and we were doing some sessions outside in Windlesham. Have you heard of Windlesham?
I know the area.
Near Lightwater.
I know the area.
Yeah, yeah.
What, so Windlesham School? Was that up there?
No, it was more like a back of a pub. It was just some tennis courts. We just laid down some pickleball lines. Pickleball courts. So we went to play there occasionally. It was because the bubble thing was happening.
Oh, I see, yeah.
So we went to play that just to do training and playing, just to get out of the house. You know, everyone wanted to get out of the house as soon as we were locked in. So I was doing that with a few others at my club. I think Rob was there, Andre, Sally Griffiths.
Yeah.
Vanessa. So continued doing that. And then I think it was towards the end of my college years, I got more into pickleball. So that was 2021. I started playing a lot more. And then in August of 21, I started to drive. And that's when it kind of really took off. I was like,
you could go wherever you want.
I could go wherever I want. And my mum didn't need to drop me off everywhere. And then she needs to go home. Oh, come pick me up now. I'm ready.
So had Farnham already begun Aldershot? Pickleball club, had that already begun?
So
by
I think
then?
That had already begun. It was mid 2021 it might have started. So that would have been at Heath End.
Yeah.
That started and I kept going to that one. And then I think really after I started to drive, I go to other clubs. So I started Southampton, David Lloyd, and then also I was playing at David Lloyd Farnham still. So then I started to go there, meet some new people, and ever since I've been going to those clubs.
And is that what you do now? Do you just sort of rotate, move around, or?
Yeah, I mean, recently I've been off because of my knee, but and also my uni, I've been off. So I haven't really been playing much, but I've been moving around a lot. Southampton's probably my favourite sessions.
Standard good?
Standard's good, yeah. I think it's more the people.
Yeah.
Emerson is an upcoming player. He's really lovely boy.
Yeah.
Well, he'll be a man soon. But he's only 15, I think.
Is he really?
Yeah, but he's really come on over the last year, seen him grow. He's really good. Stuart Parmenter, he plays down there as well.
Yeah.
Tennis coach, lovely guy. It's just fun to play with, being on court. It's a mess about. So, oh,
that's what's so good about the game, isn't it? I mean, what is it about pickleball that bites you, makes you go and play?
I think it's definitely the people, you know. I think being in an environment where I can just chill and not be too worried about how I perform is nice. Also, it's like, it's partly competitive, you know. It's not natural. It's, oh, I can step it up a bit if I want to.
Yeah.
I can play as hard as I want and I can still have fun. So I think it's also not as intense physically.
Yeah.
So that's why we can go for long periods without having to have breaks. And then because it's so much smaller, we can fit it more into a hall, you know, more people. So it's really that atmosphere that's created.
I mean, and how do we grow the game to bring more youngsters in it, like yourselves and...
More youngsters?
Ugh. I think there's not enough.
I think the tournaments are quite important because youngsters are all about competition. Yeah, so this boy's better than this boy. You know, they're always about being competitive, like football. You know, really competitive. So I'd say bringing them in maybe as being competitive might be a good idea. But you know, I think a good way maybe it's just an example. Like me myself, you know, how I got into it. You know, coming from this person who was always indoors to coming out, always playing now, being a sports
But you didn't
person.
Do it at school.
No, I didn't do it at school.
I mean, if it was at school, do you think you would have...
I mean...
Do you think you'd have tried it? Or do you think because your mum's always said, you are coming out, you're going to play it?
I mean, I probably would have. I've tried everything at school. I think with most English schools, you try a bit of everything. So there's rugby, football, tennis. You know, I wasn't really a big fan of any of them. But then I think pickleball was the exception just because I was just kept doing it.
Yeah.
And because my mum was playing, I really got into it.
Is mum any good?
yes, of course.
Well done.
Not falling to that trap. She's a really good player. She's come on quite a lot. I know we're going to be playing together in the English Open, the mix.
So she's got to drop down to the 18 plus category.
She's not 50 plus yet. So,
no, okay.
She's probably not looking forward to it either. So, no, she's going to stay with me for now. That'll be good.
And I assume you're entering that singles as well? And the doubles as well, the Open?
For the Open, yes. I'm doing singles, 4-5, men's 5-0 with Anakin, and then 4-5 mixed with my mum.
Oh, wow. So you're right up there mixing with the top boys now.
Oh, God, yes. I've not seen any Americans being signed on yet. So currently it's just all the English players and some European players onto the Open category.
So in the Open 5.0s, is that the likes of Freddie, Louis and all of that? Will they be playing in that or are they playing in a higher category?
No, I think that is the highest category. So those lot, they will be tough.
So it's going to be quite tough.
Yes.
Good experience, though.
Oh, yes. It's really good to see people come on. You know, it's really good to see people come on.
Yeah, I know. I mean, this is, people won't know, but obviously last night we were both attending what was the first pop-up pickleball slam.
Yes, that was the 12th, was it? 12th June.
Yeah, giving away your dates now. It was the 12th of June, 2024 at a darkened warehouse in Kingston in London, hosted by Pickleball England. But it was a fantastic event with Johanna Konta, Greg Rosetsky, Thaddea Locke, Pei, I will not even try to say her surname, Lou Laville and James Chowdhury.
Yes, that's a lot.
But the game's obviously a bit of a celebration of trying out with the ex-tennis pros, but the actual games with the gender doubles and the mixed doubles, I thought was great watching that.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it was great to see some, I don't know how much they've played before, but it's good to see some tennis players.
I think they play a lot together.
Yeah.
Oh, not Greg and Greg Johanna, but I think Greg does play a bit.
Okay. Yeah, well, he was
we
a real...
We know him as Greg, you know, our new
showman,
best friend.
Yeah.
Showman Greg Rosetsky.
He was all about it. I mean, you could see him.
Well, he brought a bit of humour to the evening, didn't he?
Yeah,
which is great.
That's what it was.
You can still see, I mean, I looked him up. I think he's nearly 50.
I think he is 50.
I think he's just turned 50, but you can still see his hand skills, hand-eye coordination still there. He's really still got it.
Yes, that's the thing about pickleball. You can just be any age and play it still.
That's what's so wonderful about it.
I mean, I went over to America in August.
Go to the Open? Oh, last year.
America, sorry. So I just went on a holiday just for my family, and we went to just the west of Florida, and there was some nice pickleball places. You know, outdoor courts, always sunny, free. So going out there in the day, there's always in the mornings 6 a.m. there's people out because that's just before sunrise, before it gets a bit hot. So there's all these
before they go to work.
All these older folks are playing, And you get on a
when
game
you say
with them.
Older folks, Lauren. I mean, what age are you talking?
We're talking maybe
older than me.
no, maybe 55 plus. So more retirement age over there, and just jumping in courts with these guys. They're just it's.
Do you just turn up then? And just
turn up. You put your paddle down. Oh, this paddle. Whose is this? Come over. Come join on the court. There's about 12 courts available. So there's a lot of space. Luckily it was not busy during when I went, but yeah. Sometimes it gets really full apparently during winter. So I jumped on the court, and these guys, they're really good. Even for their age, they can really move around still.
Yeah, yeah.
And they enjoy it just as much as I was. So that is also, I think that between the generations, it's really bringing pickleball.
That's what's great, isn't it? I think Martin, there was a tournament in Cambridge, and I think he said that there was a match, and on the court there was an age difference of like 70 or something between the oldest and the youngest.
The Cambridge tournament.
There was a tournament recently where they went, and there was this big gap between them.
Oh, wow.
But I mean, that's the great thing as well, because you got some wily old boys and ladies that, you know, because it's not necessarily always being the mobility, is it? The pickleball, it's no. A little bit. I mean, last night, from my perspective, it was really interesting watching. When Thaddy was playing with James and Pay was playing with Louis, and they were just these little dinking rallies and setter to setter, who was going to lose the patience, and then when was it the right time to attack, and then you just see if you slightly get it wrong, boom.
Yeah, in the net, or it's going at you.
Yeah, and then, you know, James's reactions and defense is brilliant, and gets yourself back into the rally again.
Yeah, I mean, credit to all of them.
Yeah, I mean, it was some great stuff, wasn't it?
I mean, Pay was out of her mind. I was watching her.
Did you stay to the end for the gender?
I stayed till the end. I think
so. The battle of the sexes.
Battle of the sexes. Yes, Pay and Thaddeus went against Louis and James.
And who won?
I think it was Pay and James. Pay and Thaddeus
beat the boys.
13-11. Yes, I think.
Oh, wonderful! Well, good.
It was
congratulations.
Amazing. Yeah, I mean, no discredit to James and Louis, but. I know Pei's been out in Australia playing, and she's gotten really good. And credit to Thaddea, also credit to her picking me for PPL. They play out their minds.
Yeah.
So good. I mean, their hand speed is crazy.
I know.
So good to watch. And just being there, physically there, is so different to watching with a video on video, just on YouTube. Yeah. It's so much different because of the environment, and it's so much quicker. It looks so much quicker in person.
My take from it, though, was that everything they're doing, we do when we play. It's just the intensity, the speed and the reactions. Everything's sped up and everything's faster. But you still see that everyone's making the same errors, whether they're there or down here. Mm. You know, I lost patience, or I attacked too soon. And,
everyone's human, right?
So human, I know, but it's great to see. But the accuracy that they have and the speed at which they play. I mean, I have this thing about singles and the doubles. The singles, to me, is a little bit more like mini tennis, because it seems to be played a bit like that, you know, big drives in the back, and you know, it doesn't last long.
No, they're probably the most difficult rallies to sustain. It's all about power, as Louis said before, being aggressive.
Yeah.
But I think,
did you listen to I asked him for a piece of advice, if you're playing singles, he said win the point as quickly as possible.
Yes, that's what I listened to on the podcast.
And have you taken that away?
I haven't played singles in the last month, so I haven't really tried it, but I can see where he's coming from, you know, being aggressive, trying to win that point, you come into the net, it's all about being aggressive.
Yeah, I was watching that last night when him and James played, and just seeing how, you know, James was finding some fantastic angles, even from the back of the court, and it's like, how, you know, what could Louis have done differently? You know, and it's like, it's not an awful lot. You got yourself up, you're at on the no-volley zone, you're probably trying to cover most of the angles, but he was just pinpoint accuracy and the speed and the top spins on them, I think.
Yeah, I mean, he's trying his best, you know. Yeah. He's trying all out. I mean, there's not much you can do against James. I think his accuracy is just on point.
Yeah.
His decision-making is amazing. I mean, Louis still put up an amazing fight. So I think they're very close.
Was it 11-9? I can't remember.
I think it was 11-7. I can't remember.
It was close, though.
But yes, they're very good.
They're very good. Yeah, James, I'm trying to get James on. He's just such a busy guy. working full time. And that's the other thing is, you know, how he manages to sustain that level and work full time.
And he's also, I think he's doing Pickleball England volunteering.
Yeah.
He does that on the side as well. So he's a busy man.
And he's got a duper rating of over six now.
I think his singles is now 6-0. That's, I think, the first in Europe. And that is quite the achievement. But I think he can go a lot higher.
I think his trajectory is going down purely because he's got no one to play. So that everyone he plays...
He needs to move back to Florida.
Yeah, well, that's what you said. I met him at a tournament and had a chat, and he was saying, like, unless he plays internationally, to sustain that is really difficult, because obviously Louis and Freddie and all those, they're high fives. But if they beat him, he will come down a little bit. When he can't,
I mean, he has everything to lose.
He's got nothing to gain at the moment, which is a shame. But it's a fantastic effort to get to the six, and then and it's good to see that, you know, in this humble country, and of the numbers I saw from Karen, you know, that play in the UK, maybe what, 30,000 people compared to the 9 million or 30 million they say in America, that these guys are.
I mean, there's so much
competing.
They just have so many more numbers over there. You're going to get better players. You're going to get people who can really play the game and dedicate more time as well, especially being able to play in the sunny weather, little to no wind, and having free access to courts. So that's a huge upgrade for them over there. But all props to James for being able to reach that higher level without that.
And that's the thing, isn't it? Where you say, oh, Lauren, do you fancy going to play pickleball tonight? And you go, well, yeah, I'd love to, but where do we go? There's nothing open. You know, you got, oh, I can't just book a court because I'm not a member anywhere. It's not easily accessible. And I know where we were at that venue last night. And obviously that's something that they're hoping to get planning permission to turn it into a purpose built. But again, I imagine you're going to have a book a slot, or I don't know if you can just turn up on a walk-in on off the road, which would be lovely if you could.
It would be, but there will only be 10 courts, so I assume they'll always be busy. So it would be good to get walk-in though.
Just 40
be
able to people,
Just be able to come in with friends, just be able to join. I mean, organising sessions now, it's all about, can we get these players? Oh, can we get this court booking? Is it free? Do we have enough for... Because usually when you're booking, there's only an hour slot for badminton. And with most pickleball, we're doing 2 hours. So we have to check, is the time after that also available?
Yeah.
And also weekends are a lot busier. So it's when people are free as well.
And leisure centres aren't cheap.
Probably £15 for an hour.
Yeah, no, something like that. It's not great.
And then driving everyone. I mean, we're all quite far apart. Some of the players, I mean, Southampton, London, Brighton, Oxford. I mean...
So... You say far apart, because I was just talking to one of our other players. Nia has been picked to play in the PPL.
Who was that, sir?
Nia Rogers.
Nia,
on here. But I know you're probably playing, but I don't know if your team's been announced yet.
It's on the website.
It is on the website. So, I haven't seen it on socials, but so what is your team? Who are you with?
I think they're just spreading out up to the event. They're spreading out the announcements. But so we have Thaddeus, the team captain.
Right.
Anakin. Owens as the vice captain.
Right.
We got me as second male. Mercedes.
Right.
Baxter Chinnery as the second female.
Yeah.
And then Australian lady, or she's English, but I think she's based in Edinburgh. Molly. I'm not sure.
Not Molly.
Molly. Captain for another team.
Yeah.
Molly. I can't remember her last name. And then we have James Matty from Weymouth.
Right.
Who's an upcoming player. And he's been doing really well recently, so I'm quite happy. He's quite happy about being picked.
And have you guys got like any sort of practice sessions scheduled?
So actually, we had one on Sunday. Me, Anakin, Thaddeus, and Mercedes. We went to Hemel Hempstead, which is about northwest of London, just along the M25. We went to play there for about 3 hours. We did a session. I mean, Thaddeus was just giving us tips of what to improve on. It was a constructive lesson just to get our team practice in. It's a bit of a shame because we're all around the country. Molly's in Edinburgh. Well, she's in Australia currently, but she's back on the 1st of July. She'll be in Edinburgh. James Matty's and Weymouth. We invited him along. It's about a 2.5-hour drive. So it's hard, but we will get more practice in together.
I think it was just talking to Nia about her team. She said they're all from Manchester and she's the only one from down south. Right. And so it's like, it's really difficult to get together.
Some teams will have that. It's all inclusive though.
It's a great, I think
everyone from London.
I'm really excited about this season because there's the Masters as well for the older generation. So that should be quite interesting.
Don't discredit them though. No, they're still very good.
I put my name in for the draft. Obviously, it got lost.
I mean, we have Richard Love in that, Hannah Linton, Julie Mack.
Yeah, and Christo, because Christo's in there, he's vice captain. Yes, what's your team name? Do you know?
I don't think we have announced it yet. No, I don't think we know. I think it's Skechers. Skechers is our team, but I can't. I don't think we have a name yet.
That would be really exciting because the first one's in Bolton, July the 7th?
Yes, Bolton will be the Sunday for the premiere, and then Saturday will be when Nia plays. That'll be the Challengers and the Masters.
Yeah, so you're in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Then there's the Challenger and the Masters, so it's over...
Over 2 days, yeah.
So the Premier's on a Sunday, and then so they get the warmer-uppers on the Saturday.
Just to get the event going. There'll be the festival as well and the clinics on the Sunday, so it'll be that to look forward to. It's just Bolton's obviously far from here. 4 hours, so
something like that. Yeah,
but it's catering to everyone. So yeah.
Well, I mean, the good thing is you're taking it around the country. And hopefully they'll be interested in those areas, and people come and see it.
Mm.
Do you coach?
No, I don't coach. No, I'm not qualified, but I plan.
Interested in doing it?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Got to go and get your level one IPTA level one.
Yeah. I've been talking to Rob Williams about it, just getting that level one, maybe level two.
We'll get level one first.
Yeah.
Then level two.
So I want to do some of that. I know there's some money in that as well. I know that Sam and Rob are doing really well with that.
Yeah.
Rob's in Turkey at the moment doing coaching, actually.
Yeah.
Doing some clinics there. So that's always something to look forward to as well. That's an opportunity.
So where do you want to go with pickleball? What is there a dream? Is it the hobby? Is it something, or is it something you want to pursue? Because I've known you I've only been playing just over 18 months. So I met you when I first went to Farnham. Went to Aldershot, and obviously you look good then, and obviously your rating seems to have got better and better.
Yeah, I think...
And you do the full Sesame Street now. I think you do the full lot, the Ernie and the Bert.
Yeah, I can do those. I want to get with pickleball. I think it's just everyone at a high level wants to get better.
Yeah.
So I think getting to that place where I'm a lot better and being able to be more consistent, more power, that's where I want to be. I think that's most people's goals. It's the dream, but reality is...
What's stopping you?
My knee at the moment. I'm having troubles with it. So I can't play singles at the moment. And so long sessions of pickleball is quite difficult for me at the moment. But other than that, nothing really. I've got the time for it currently. So drilling, I want to do some of that. I've been watching some stuff, how to improve, hand speed stuff, and also just net play.
And you mentioned power. How does one generate more power? Paddles?
Paddles are good. So
biceps? I don't know. I mean, it's a question. I'm watching some of these guys and they do hit the ball hard. And I know I had Lloyd on talking about paddles and pop.
I think, well, with the recent paddles, I think the Euler Gen 3 was quite an important part of that. There was a lot of controversy around that.
Is this the one they've taken off the market?
Yes, it has. So there's been some talk about it, about how it's been a bit too powerful, trampoline effects, and how it comes off. The ball comes off a lot harder. It's impossible to play against. So I think it's a good thing it's come off the market. I've never experienced it, but I've just heard a lot that it was kind of ruining the experience in the game.
The trampoline effect, as in like the just ball bounces further. You don't have to do
it. It springs more off the paddle, so it goes faster. Off the
That's good for us older lot who can't get around to just stick your paddle out. Maybe we should have you. We're allowed to use it, but you're not.
Yeah, really. For a handicap tournament, we could do that.
Yeah.
But no, I think it is a good thing. It's been taken off. I hope that I think being able to have the net play with the dinking is good, and having too much of that volley speed is a bit too much to give to people. So, but yeah, I use the Fox at the moment. So
talk us through Fox, come on.
Fox, so...
Talk us through the gents involved with
Fox.
Well,
we can talk about the history of it, but yeah, I don't know if we can save that for the others. But
You tell me your stories, because when I see Simon and whatever, and I know chat.
Darren's got his own company called Fox. He does, I think it's...
It's not plumbing, is it?
Plumbing, might be that.
I think so.
He does that for some companies, but that's where Fox originates from. He's I've known him since... I think 22. He's a lovely guy. I mean, Emerson's his son. He's got another son, Noah, younger son, and his wife, Jade, is lovely. So they've been playing pickleball for a while, and so he wanted to get into the pickleball business. So he started these paddles. He started with I can't remember what they're called, but he got these paddles. They're very similar to the Euler, apparently. That's what he said. So he got 100 of those. He ordered them, started selling them.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, I'm making some money off of this.
Yeah.
I'm making some sales. So he's expanded it a bit. Simon and Mike have been brought on board.
Right.
That's, I can't remember Mike's last name, but Simon Farr.
Yeah.
That's Will's father, Will Farr.
I know Simon, so I don't know Will, but I know
okay,
Simon.
Well, he's lovely.
I think Simon's also, well, he's one of the representatives for Pickleball England, I think, in the south.
Yes, I think he is. Yeah. But yes, so they've gone along with Fox, and so they've brought out some new paddles. They've got the three of them, the Arctic. They've got the Vatic. Sorry, that's a different paddle. The Arctic, the Urban, and the, it was a pink one.
I don't know. Do you know what the names represent?
They're different Fox names. So you've got the Arctic Fox.
Okay, the Urban Fox.
Yes.
And there was maybe we can guess.
Go through them. Go
Rural Fox, I don't know.
No.
That's
all right.
So this is your paddle, the Arctic Fox.
Yes. This is the Arctic's 14 millimeters. I've not had any issues with it. It's carbon based. It's been really good. I've not had any issues. I mean, other than the handle, I need to put a grip over it. Gets a bit sweaty, but no, it's really good.
And is that designed for power or control? Is it spin or has it got a bit of everything?
Bit of everything, really. Yeah. Spin's quite good. There's some better ones out there. Maybe Pro XR is good. But
yeah.
No, it's a good all-rounder, I'd say. Quite cheap as well, comparing to the other paddles, like 130, comparing to these 250 paddles. So get your paddles quick before they sell out.
Yeah, well, you're good. I hope you see this, guys. You know, advertising. I'll send you the bill.
Sponsor me, please.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. They're going forward. I mean,
they're really expanding quite quick. So,
you finished a degree. So, are you at a crossroads where you got to go and get yourself a job? Or, pickleball has potential because technically, if you play in these competitions, you can win.
So, yeah.
You can win some money, but. There's not a lot out there at the moment, is there?
It's difficult because pickleball is at this stage where it's just not big enough yet.
Yeah.
Even I think Louis and Thaddea, I don't think they're earning enough to be able to cover for everything.
No.
So even in my
Thaddea is the only full time pro. I think
who's that?
Thaddea. I think she's the only full time pro. I know Louis has to work. James has to work, and I think it's tough for these guys.
Yeah, no. So obviously it is a bit of a crossroads being able to choose between pickleball and career. I think career is probably the more important one, but I really do enjoy pickleball.
Yeah.
And maybe if I'm able to improve a lot over the next few months and few years, maybe I can.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I mean, it's good to look forward to though.